Hi, I'm Robin Lloyd. This is the season of giving, a time when you make contributions to the organizations that mean something to your life. And when you're deciding who to support this year, please consider making a gift to KNKX. You commented on KNKX's thoughtful approach to news and dynamic jazz and blues programs in 2018. That's sure to continue in the new year. We're counting on your contribution before December 31st to provide the funding needed for a strong start in 2019. Please make your year-end gift today at knkx.org. Thank you.
And our Aretha Franklin tribute continues. In 1972, Aretha returned to the church with an album, Amazing Grace, that became one of the best-selling gospel albums of all time. Here's a live performance at Fillmore West from 1971, Aretha Franklin performing one of her own songs, Spirit in the Dark.
Are you getting the spirit in the dark? Are you getting the spirit in the dark? People moving, but tell me we groove. Just getting the spirit, oh, getting in the dark. Tell me, sister, how do you feel?
Though Aretha Franklin continued to release albums, her influence diminished in the disco years. Her show-stopping performance as a waitress in the 1980 movie The Blues Brothers revived her 1968 song, Think. She changed labels in 1980 to Arista, working with producer Luther Vandross, where she had a hit with Jump to It in 1982. Franklin returned to the charts in 1985 with the singles Who's Zoomin' Who and Freeway of Love. In the 80s and 90s, Aretha Franklin recorded a number of duets with people like Elton John, Whitney Houston, and James Brown. She kept in the public eye with a noteworthy appearance at the 1998 Grammy Awards, and in 2015 a memorable rendition of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman during a tribute to Carole King with President and Michelle Obama in the audience. Her entire life, Aretha Franklin was involved in the struggle for civil rights and women's rights. She supported civil rights groups and performed at benefits and protests, and her songs Respect and Natural Woman became anthems of these movements. After her 2015 performance for President Obama, he said this about Aretha Franklin: "Nobody embodies more fully the connection between the African Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul." Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. And our retrospective looking back at the artists we lost in 2018 continues in just a moment. It's 8 o'clock. I'm John Kessler. All Blues continues till midnight. And our retrospective looking back at 2018, the artists we lost, continues. Jody Williams died in December of this year at age 83. Best known as a session guitarist for Chess Records in the 1950s. You may not know his name, but you know the songs he recorded with Bo Diddley and Billy Boy Arnold, among many others. Jody Williams was born in Alabama in 1935, came to Chicago with his family when he was five. Later, he became friends with Bo Diddley, who was 7 years older than him. In 1951, they were playing together on the streets of Chicago. Jody Williams gigged with Memphis Minnie, Elmore James, and Otis Spann, went on tour with Charles Brown, but made his real home in the recording studio, where he became one of the most sought-after session players in Chicago, known for his bright, stinging guitar style. As a session guitarist for Chess Records, Jody Williams worked with people like Howlin' Wolf, Jimmy Rogers, Otis Rush, and Jimmy Witherspoon. His guitar played a prominent part in one of Bo Diddley's biggest hits, Who Do You Love, from 1956. Listen for Jody Williams' guitar fills and solo.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind. Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Artie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Jody Williams influenced a generation of up-and-coming guitarists, including people like Buddy Guy and Otis Rush. But people were stealing his licks for their own hit songs. After losing a lawsuit in 1961, stemming from the distinctive guitar hook of Mickey and Sylvia's pop hit Love is Strange, he gradually became disillusioned and withdrew from music entirely. At that point, he studied electronics and was an engineer at Xerox for over 25 years. Here's another well-known recording featuring Jody Williams' guitar. This is with Billy Boy Arnold from 1955, I Wish You Would.
Early in the morning, about to break a day, my baby went away, crying and pleading won't do no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Love you, baby, I can't help myself. I wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night makes your little baby feel just right. Tell me now, baby, what you're trying to do. Trying to love me and some other man too. Drinking all night long, drove my baby away from home. Please, pretty baby, give me one more chance. You know I love and wanna be your man. Crying and pleading ain't doing no good. Come back, baby, I wish. Oh,
Luckily, Jody Williams kept his Red Gibson guitar under his bed, and when he retired from Xerox, he was persuaded to return to the music business, and he put out a couple of well-received albums. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2013. This is Jody Williams in a remake of one of his early instrumentals, originally from 1955. From 2001, this is Lucky Lou.
Thank you.
remembering Jody Williams here on All Blues. Our 2018 retrospective continues in a moment. We'll be hearing about Denise LaSalle, Matt Guitar Murphy, Terry Evans, and others. 88.5 KNKX connects you to All Blues all night long.
Celebrate the thrilling conclusion of 2018 by giving 2019 the best kind of start. Sending money to KNKX, where you get real value for your bucks. The reliable news and information of NPR, our Northwest and local news, and then, just when you're about as newsed up as you care to be, jazz and blues for the happy side of your head. More than half the money to pay for all that comes from individual listeners. You're one of them. So throw your nickel in the pot at knkx.org. And thanks.
And yes, thanks very much. Our two-hour retrospective continues till 9 tonight, and I'll repeat it tomorrow, Sunday night, from 7 till 9 as well. And we continue now remembering Denise LaSalle. Denise LaSalle died in January of this year, age 78. Blues and R&B singer, songwriter, and record producer. Growing up near Greenwood, Mississippi, she sang in church and local gospel groups, was also influenced by country music, the Grand Ole Opry radio broadcasts she heard. She'll be remembered for her songwriting, which was often funny with plenty of attitude. Some of her best-known compositions are the Down Home Blues and Your Husband is Cheating on Us. As a young woman, she moved to Chicago, got to know the local blues and R&B musicians, and started sitting in and writing songs for some of them. She got a contract with Chess Records for her first single in 1967, A Love Reputation. Meanwhile, she started her own production company and produced her own record, working at High Recording Studio in Memphis with producer Willie Mitchell. This was her biggest hit from 1971, number one on the national R&B charts, number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, Trapped by a Thing Called Love. LaSalle continued performing in Chicago and Memphis. Later, she signed with soul label Malico Records, where she'd go on to make 11 albums over a period of 20 years. She was a prolific writer and blues singer and should be remembered along with her predecessors like Bessie Smith and Ruth Brown. She was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2011, and you may have eaten at her restaurant, which has since closed, the Blues Legend Cafe in Jackson, Tennessee. Here's Denise LaSalle from 1973 with Man-Sized Job. remembering Denise LaSalle. 88.5 KNKX connects you to all blues all night long. Our tribute for the artist we lost in 2018 continues now with Matt Guitar Murphy. Matt Guitar Murphy passed away in June of 2018. Although he's best known for his role in the Blues Brothers movie, his guitar playing was a key part of the success of Howlin' Wolf and Memphis Slim in the 50s and James Cotton in the 60s. Along with his guitar-playing brother Floyd, Matt Murphy made a name for himself in the early 50s Memphis scene. Floyd played with Junior Parker, and Matt got gigs with Howlin' Wolf, Ike Turner, and Bobby Blue Bland. Some of his best work then was with Memphis Slim, a pianist not known to favor guitarists until he heard Matt Murphy. Here's a great example of Matt Murphy's guitar playing from 1952 with Memphis Slim, Cool Down Baby. In the 1970s, Matt Murphy teamed up with James Cotton, making six albums with him before Matt Murphy joined the cast of the Blues Brothers movie in 1979. He portrayed the short order cook and husband of Aretha Franklin's waitress character who leaves his job to go back on the road. He also performed in the touring band for the Blues Brothers and appeared in the sequel Blues Brothers 2000. Matt Murphy released three solo albums and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2012. Here's another great example of the playing of Matt Guitar Murphy, Way Down South.
From a hollow stump. Way down south where they are, shout the blues from a hollow stump. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar that this journey's gonna jump. They got to hustle from Froggy Bottom and up. Women from across the hill.
Yes, the hustlers from Froggy Bottom and by the women from across the hill. Get corn liquor from a fruit jar, straight from your favorite steel. Sand floor. You can hear your guitars ringing and the feet shuffling on the big sand floor. It goes on all night long, way after the rooster crow.
Remembering Matt Guitar Murphy on 88.5 KNKX. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler. It's 8:30, and KNKX connects you to all blues all night long. Still ahead, more of our tributes to the artists we lost in 2018.
Because I had all these years of professional development training behind me, speaking in front of audiences and everything, and I got up there and forgot the words.
That's Eugenie Jones, one of the Northwest's favorite jazz singers, talking about her first time on stage. You can hear Eugenie's full session and all of our archives featuring the Manhattan Transfer, Joshua Redman, Pearl Django, Abdullah Ibrahim, and so much more. Just surf over to knkx.org. Thanks to Portage Bay Cafe for their support.
Our two-hour tribute continues, and remember, we're going to be doing it again tomorrow night, Sunday night, 7 to 9. Again, paying respects to those that we lost in 2018, including Terry Evans. Another loss in 2018, Terry Evans, gone at 80 years old, a soul singer who combined his gospel roots with rhythm and blues. He was one of Ry Cooter's primary backup singers since the 70s, also sang backup for Eric Clapton, John Fogerty, John Lee Hooker, Boz Scaggs, Roseanne Cash, and many others. As a child growing up in Vicksburg, Mississippi, he was only allowed to sing gospel music, but began his music career singing with an a cappella group called The Knights. He made his way to Los Angeles in the 1960s, working the club circuit and also writing songs for people like Pop Staples and Louis Jordan. In the 80s, he teamed up with singer Bobby King, and they toured as a duo, Bobby King and Terry Evans, reminiscent of what Sam and Dave did in the 60s and 70s. During that time, they started working with Ry Cooter and provided the harmonies for Cooter's Paradise and Lunch. Cooter produced two albums for King and Evans. Here's Live and Let Live from 1988.
People going here and there, mind wandering.
Still working with Ry Cooder, Terry started his solo career in the 90s, releasing a total of 7 albums. They also did a soundtrack together for the 1986 film Crossroads, which starred Ralph Macchio, a coming-of-age drama inspired by the legend of Robert Johnson. The film featured a guitar duel with Steve Vai as the Devil's guitar player. This is one of Terry Evans' compositions from the soundtrack, Down in Mississippi.
Down in Mississippi. Down in Mississippi. Down in Mississippi, where I was born. Down in Mississippi, where I come from.
Terry Evans had a special way of weaving gospel into his blend of rhythm and blues and soul. A great example is this one, long a favorite on all blues, Terry Evans with The River.
¶¶ Come to the river. Come to the river with me. Oh, come to the river. Oh, come to the river with me. We will wash our souls from the worldly pollution. See the light of the world. It will set you free. Hey, hey, do you see that man over there? He doesn't seem to have a care. I think he's been to the river. Look like he's been there to the one on high. He'll be going there by and by. Hey, hey.
Come to the river.
Hey, hey, hey.
Come to the river. Lord have mercy.
Hey,
come to the river. been to the river. My old soul's been delivered. Yeah. All right now, y'all.
Remembering Terry Evans on 88.5 KNKX. Thanks for tuning in. Our retrospective of the year 2018 continues in just a moment.
Hi, it's Kirsten Kendrick. During the holiday season, it's easy to get lost in to-do lists, but I like to focus on my thankful list. I am thankful for my family, at home and here at KNKX, and that includes you. I'm so happy we spend our weekday mornings together. We can keep that connection going into the new year with your help. Please make a year-end donation to KNKX before December 31st at knkx.org. And thanks.
And our retrospective of 2018 continues. We lost Charles Neville at the age of 79, the sax player with the Neville Brothers. Here's a tune that features his playing Yellow Moon, Charles Neville and the Neville Brothers.
Oh,
remembering Charles Neville with Yellow Moon from the Neville Brothers. Also in 2018, we lost guitarist Danny Kirwan, played with the Fleetwood Mac in their early days. He died at age 68, and he was an able foil for Peter Green as dual guitar players. This is a track from a live session at BBC with Fleetwood Mac featuring Danny Kirwan.
Blues with a feeling, that's all I've got today.
Remembering Danny Kirwan, who passed at 68 in the year 2018. And our final tribute for the evening is Lazy Lester, harmonica player, singer, songwriter, who left us at 85.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. I thought she was my baby till she to me, a great big tall fella, about 6'4". I shivered and I shook, couldn't do any more, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. People say I'm lazy, but there's a lot that they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go, cat, go, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. You think a jet is fast? You ought to see me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for
Sometimes I think maybe I got rabbit blood in me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed.
Remembering Lazy Lester, who died in 2018 at the age of 85. And that wraps up our retrospective for the year. I'm going to repeat that tomorrow night, 7 to 9 on All Blues. We'll honor those artists again. And I hope you can tune in. And if you know people that might enjoy it, please let them know. All Blues all night long, 88.5 KNKX.